Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio lesson, I'll talk about Celtic Revival. Now, what was the Celtic Revival? See, Celtic Revival is also sometimes called the Irish Literary Renaissance. It is also sometimes called Gaelic Revival. Sometimes it is also called Celtic Twilight. So, broadly, these are the same, but what is Celtic Revival or Celtic Twilight? See, Celtic Revival is revival of interest in culture, myth, legend, literature of Celtic people. And the time frame during which it took place was the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century. Then another term which we often come across is the Abbey Theatre. Abbey Theatre was a part of the Celtic Twilight or Celtic Revival. It was not the entire of it. And Celtic Revival or Irish Literary Renaissance is the umbrella term under which Abbey Theatre is just one part of it. Now, who were the exponents or practitioners or important figures in this literary revival or the Ireland's Gaelic literary heritage, revival of that? In terms of poets, W.B. Yeats, the very famous W.B. Yeats. After that, George Russell. George Russell is also called A.E. He uses a pseudonym A.E., just A.E. In the field of drama, W.B. Yeats again. Then Lady Gregory is there. Then a very important dramatist, John Synge. After that, Sean O'Cassay. And in the area of prose, James Joyce, then James Stephen, then George Moore. Now, broadly, we know what the aim of this movement or this revival was. Basically, to revival of the Gaelic literary heritage of Ireland and the Gaelic people or the Celtic people. And how did they seek to do this? By going back to Irish history, folklore, as well as native literary models, and not to only emphasize the past but also modern Irish life. Then another important thing which you should keep in mind is when I said Celtic Twilight, of course Celtic Twilight can also mean Celtic Revival or the Irish Literary Renaissance, but you know, there is also a collection of stories, or let's say it's also a title of a book by W.B. Yeats, okay, The Celtic Twilight, that was published in 1893. So the Celtic Revival took place with the renewed interest in the study of Gaelic, not just Gaelic myth but also the Gaelic language. Then establishment of the Abbey Theatre. Now, establishment of the Abbey Theatre was important because it promoted Irish plays by Irish dramatists. And of course, some of the works, literary works by W.B. Yeats themselves are important factors that led to the interest in Gaelic or Irish literary heritage. And one such work is, as I said, The Celtic Twilight, which came out in 1893. Another work by W.B. Yeats is The Wanderings of Oisin, that was published in 1889. And connected with the Celtic Twilight is also the establishment of the Abbey Theatre. Now, the Abbey Theatre was initially called Irish Literary Theatre, and the Irish Literary Theatre was founded by W.B. Yeats, Augusta Gregory and Edward Martin in 1899. Okay, in 1899 it was known as Irish Literary Theatre, but later on, after a couple of evolutions, it finally was acquired the name of Abbey Theatre in 1904. And according to its own manifesto, the aim of this Abbey Theatre was to bring upon the stage the deeper thoughts and emotions of Ireland, and to show that Ireland is not the home of buffoonery and easy sentiment, but the home of an ancient idealism. So, according to its own manifesto, this was its aim. And who were its members? W.B. Yeats, as I said, he was the founding member. Then Augusta Gregory, Edward Martin, and of course, many of the Irish playwrights, which I already mentioned. For example, James Synge, Sean O'Cassay. These are very important figures which you should keep in mind. And when the Abbey Theatre started dramatizing plays, you know, one of the first was James Synge's Playboy of the Western World. That came out in 1907, and the dramatization of this play was greeted with riots. Means dange ho gaye the wahan pe. And why was this so? Because of the allegedly immoral and unpatriotic portrayal. Then another play that was dramatized was Sean O'Cassay's The Plough and the Stars. Okay, The Plough and the Stars. This came out in 1926. And this was a cause of civil disorder. And this time, in reaction to O'Cassay's pacifist critique of the nationalist struggle. So the thing is, all the dramatizations that took place in the Abbey Theatre, you know, it attracted both. Attracted, you know, criticism as well as praise. But it continued to function because the plays that it dramatized were quite good. They had literary merit. And another name that you should keep in mind is Lennox Robinson. Now, Lennox Robinson is famous for his play, The Lost Leader. Now, this was a political play, but this is quite important when we read Abbey Theatre. So, just keep in mind two or three plays. First of all, James Synge's Playboy of the Western World, then Cine Ocasse's The Plough and the Stars, then Lennox Robinson's The Lost Leader. And when it comes to Celtic Twilight or Celtic Revival, don't forget that the Celtic Twilight is also the title of a book by W.B. Yeats. So whenever you read about Irish literary renaissance or Celtic Revival or Celtic Twilight or Gaelic Revival or even Abbey Theatre, keep all of these points in mind. Only then your reading about Irish literary works or literary renaissance will be complete. Of course, I haven't mentioned many Irish literary works, but I've just talked about the Irish literary renaissance or Celtic Revival.